with the girl that I wanna save. It's like a danger to my health. Try being with somebody that wanna be somebody else. I always thought she was perfect when she was being herself. Don't even know how to help, but I guess that's just emotion.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Color. What's up, fellas?
What's good?
That's what's good. Happy recording day. I want to give a shout out to KC Layman and the whole Black Is family. Thank you for
wonderful guest appearance. I'm all caught up. I didn't listen to every single show that you have on. Okay. So I'm all caught up. I'm waiting for the next one.
All right. So we caught up. No doubt. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, just like we predicted last week, 50 Cent makes it rain in a strip club. Fuck bankruptcy. Now, we knew it was going to happen. We can read these niggas like a book now. It's getting to the point that everything they do is so freaking predictable. Exactly. So you got your man. He's in the strip. You know, right there on YouTube. Throwing it up. Okay? Along with, now, here's the kicker. 50 at the deposition. And I quote, the flashy lifestyle is fake. 50 Cent may put on a flash and a lavish lifestyle of a rap tycoon, but he says that all the bling is phony. 50 Cent told the court that he did not place a $1.6 million bet on the Floyd Mayweather fight against Manny Pacquiao, despite publicly saying he did. 50 Cent also said in a statement that he's only worth $4.4 million, even though Forbes magazine estimated his wealth at $155 million. And the third part of the three-part 50 Cent is Rick Ross, along with others, are happy as hell and takes a shot at 50 on somebody's new record, Filthy Rich or... Yeah, somebody, the Wingstop remix. I don't know. I took the time to listen to Ross's lyric. I mean, he's happy. I'm sure Irv Gotti's happy. I'm sure Ja Rule is thrilled. I mean, there's people out there that are really happy. It's like, finally, this nigga is getting what's coming to him. So first of all, let's address the first part of that, the strip club. Anybody want to take the strip club situation? It was in Florida, by the way, I believe, Kirk G. So you might want to take that. You sighing heavy and because shit.
We knew it, son. We knew this shit already. We knew what he was going to fucking do. We knew this nigga was going to start flashing cash to prove that he wasn't broke. We knew he was going to do this, though. We was like, he shouldn't do it.
How dumb is the court, though?
The court ain't dumb, because you better believe it. The lawyers for all those companies that he owed money to, it's coming for his ass.
Along with Rick Ross's ex-girlfriend, $5 million summary judgment.
Coming for that ass. Because you showing money, nigga. What you going to tell him? You rented that money? You had to give it back after that shit?
Swerving, what about this straight ass, just straight up lying to the general public? Well, I didn't bet $1.6 million on the fight. I'm only really worth $4 million. I mean, you know, all that... cars and big rims and jewelry and all that expensive shit is all rented. What about this lying to the general public, Swervin'? 50.
I mean, that's what rappers do.
They
lie.
But that nigga's really, if he really only worth $4 million, then he surpassed Hammer.
Oh, yeah, right.
You the dumbest nigga. You done blew up all that fucking cash and all you're worth is $4 million now? So, you know he's lying like a motherfucker.
Of course he's lying.
And also,
money is probably overseas somewhere.
Well, maybe. I mean, I assume that 50 is trying to be crafty with this whole shit. And he's probably does have some hidden assets, I'm sure. But the point being is that now everybody that he has destroyed, and 50 has a long line of niggas that he left in the dust. Okay? I mean, is this a platform? Can Ja Rule, can Irv Gotti and them niggas get the band back together again and start stomping on this nigga's grave? You know, the grave of the mogul nigga. You just a regular nigga. You maybe have a little bit of money, but you ain't shit. And every other nigga is going to tell a cautionary tale in they rhymes. You know me, nigga. I ain't broke like 50. Every lyric, you're going to hear that shit. Anybody can make a comeback on that? Can Ross make big hay with anti-50, especially broke lyrics?
He can, but these niggas ain't going to go there because they know 50 is that wolf in sheep clothing. They know that nigga just hiding, waiting for these niggas. He's probably doing this shit hoping that they would come at him.
Okay, Swervin, help me with the general public. Because I know the general public is going to lay on 50 heavy, and I'm not saying whether he deserves it or not. That's kind of behind the point. But I know the general public, who it's very important. It would have been very important for them for 50 to be very wealthy if you were on his team. But now it's just as important for the general public to lay on this nigga. What is the total outcome? Can you foresee a total outcome? In the retrospect, does 50 look worse than Hammer? That's the key. Does he look worse than Hammer?
No, because this generation doesn't even remember Hammer.
So then I guess he'll be the new standard of being broke then.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
So, Kirji, you agree with that? 50 is now going to represent the new standard of being broke.
He will, if this is true.
Yeah.
I still think the nigga's being coy.
Indeed.
Trying to set niggas up for something.
No doubt. Indeed. I want to give a couple shout outs. I'm going to give a shout out to Van Digital. He said, wrote to the Hip Hop Dodgers. He said, MJG was the first to rock the Confederate flag when he dropped No More Glory. We looked it up. That was 1997.
Yes, it was.
So that's not through us. That's at Van Digital. So if you got any beef, you want to check at Van Digital. And our boy Leon X said, that was me who was emailing us about the Stephanie Mills versus Tina Marie. Didn't mean to forget you, my brother. I was just saying, whoever it was, shout out. I done seen it, and you were right. So shout out to those two brothers. Indeed.
Next topic, give it to him.
Yo, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the Meek Mill Drake Ghostwriter drama. I love this. I love this shit. I love it for a lot of different reasons.
One, because you don't like Drake.
That's probably the main reason. I agree with that. But I like this shit. So you got your boy Meek Mill. He's on Twitter. He's airing Drake out, saying Drake is shit is written by ghostwriters. And the internet, especially Drake fans, are really upset about this shit. And I believe it comes to a generational divide and also what you really think hip hop is. To young kids who need to really believe that Drake, and truly to the young kids, Drake is the best for them, for their generation. You know, okay, fine. But in order to meet a real hip hop criteria, okay, you got to be writing your own lyrics. Okay, got to be writing your own lyrics. Apparently, Meek Mills knows that the Drake, he's got ghostwriters. Now, I was on the internet and I seen all kinds of Dr. Dre got ghostwriters. Kanye West got ghostwriters. What about Rhymefest? You know, didn't Rakim write Summertime for Will Smith? Kirji, or any of these guys I'm naming, the top tier MCs. I mean, he may be very good rap artist. I get it. But are they top tier MCs?
Nobody's calling them that.
Oh, okay. Swervin, have I named any top tier MCs? And can you name any more ghostwriter combos out there that we already know about?
Well, see, the point is that doesn't matter. Because Sean Combs and Dr. Dre and them ain't never said they was the best rhymers. They was just saying what the fuck was on the paper that they was spitting.
No doubt.
So for Drake to, I'm so glad about this fucking topic. For Drake to try to play the silent treatment, try to play that whole "I'ma just lay low," is some bullshit.
Of course,
you on Sprite commercials and shit. First name or last name greatest, first name or whatever the fuck. You're caught, B.
Yeah, he's caught. And two, really, what really got me. This is the whole thing. The alleged person, his name is Quentin Miller. Okay, of course he's bought and paid for. You know, he said,
yep, $5,000 a month.
Right, he's bought and paid for, talking about, I am and never will be a ghostwriter for Drake. you've been busted, son.
Bro, B.
Okay, he's been busted because right after that, your boy, Funk Flex, fucking played a reference track of your boy Quentin Miller playing 10 bands, a Drake song. Okay, he played the reference track. And for those of you who don't know what a reference track is when another MC raps the record and then gives it to the star to take home and learn it. Okay?
Well, hold on, B.
That's
hold
called
on,
a reference on. Track, just my nigga.
Hold on, though, because that is not just hip-hop.
That's everywhere.
That's music in general.
B, right. It doesn't matter. We're not talking about fucking Barbara Streisand records, my nigga. We talking about
or
hip-hop.
Michael Jackson.
Or even Michael Jackson. I know that Barbara Streisand and Michael Jackson and all the pop world do reference tracks, okay? But
right. This
generation is swearing up and down that Drake is that nigga. Oh, Drake got that heat, nigga. Y'all motherfuckers, old motherfuckers. I'm sick of you old motherfuckers. I don't understand. Drake got that motherfucking heat. No, nigga. Somebody by the name of Quentin Miller apparently got that heat, and Drake is going home learning off the reference track, my nigga. Okay? So, there we go. There it is. Okay? Right on top of that, just to add some more sugar to the Kool-Aid, my nigga, OC Macko, a fellow ATL native and a self-described friend of Miller, said he felt several songs on Drake's latest project were written by Quentin Miller. Talking about, yeah, I know Quentin's style. I know how he writes. That's my boy. A lot of that Drake product sound like Quentin. Tisk, 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 my nigga. Okay.
Well, all I know is they're going to have to snatch them Sprite cans off the rack, B.
Okay. To add a little bit more flavor to the Kool-Aid, shit's oversweet now, nigga. Diabetes, my nigga. Lupe Fiasco goes into this real long fucking dissertation about ghostwriting and hip-hop. Now, actually, it's a very good article that Lupe wrote, okay? But Lupe is nothing but the same old pandering bears. And I gotta pull that shit back out. Because at the end of that whole dissertation, he goes, I enjoy both brothers' music and find inspiration from both of them. Nigga, shut the fuck up, nigga, unless you gonna get in and choose sides, nigga. What side you on? Okay, we don't need all this. How hip hop started out as one way and then morphed into now it's a big business. You got to understand that the stars are the ones, and if they got ghostwriters, it doesn't matter. You know what? If Drake got ghostwriters, I better not see him in any top 10 list. Period.
None.
That's all. That's the only. I'm not mad that he's a motherfucking superstar. I don't care. Just don't put his ass in no motherfucking top 10 list. Again, like you said, who's he in there with? Look at that Sprite shit. Look at that. Kurt G, I hear you huffing and puffing, but look at that Sprite shit, my nigga. You going to group him with those type of MCs, my
nigga? I'm
going to
tell you why I'm huffing
and
puffing over here. You got to know why I'm huffing and puffing.
Go ahead and
get
in.
Because you know I look behind the curtain every fucking time.
Okay.
And why the fuck is Meek Mills calling this nigga out?
Well, number one.
No, I want to know why.
Okay, now.
What is it about?
Okay, now.
Because all of a sudden y'all did amen together.
Okay,
y'all supposed to be brothers, but now you're calling this nigga out. So what is the problem?
Okay, now I'm speculating. This is pure.
This got to be something personal.
Right, this is pure speculation. This is some pure speculation. The way these young niggas get all emotional about who was boning whose chick back when. You know the rumors. Nicki Minaj, Drake.
So he mad at all the Drake lyrics about him wanting to hit Nicki?
Yeah, apparently.
He's taking it personal.
Right. I'm just assuming.
You knew he wrote them lyrics before you got with Nicki.
Well, yeah.
So why are you tripping now?
Well, this is what I'm saying. And two, what I would like to see happen, it'll never happen because to me, this type of shit weeds out duck niggas like Drake. I'd like to see
that,
just straight
ass, like bitch
ass Meek Mill.
Either.
I'd like to see straight up Meek Mill freestyle Drake head to head, even if it's just on tapes. Just go head up, straight up, head to head, Funk Flex, Sway in the Morning, your favorite radio station, whatever.
I don't like
happen.
I don't like bitch moves though.
But you saying so allegedly.
You should have called this nigga out when he wrote Amen. When he came in there and he was doing the cuts together, but he cut together, he should have said, you know what, that shit's written by Quentin, whoever.
But he wasn't on Nikki at that time,
exactly.
I guess. You know?
So now you want to call the nigga out now.
But allegedly.
But you do this all the time, though.
You got to remember, this is allegedly. We're purely speculating that this nigga is emotional over some Nikki background shit.
It's got to be something personal. Boy, you already knew this information, B. Now you want to put it out there? I ain't saying it ain't true, and I'm not saying none of that you guys said wasn't true, and Drake needed to be called out. But if you knew this information then, and you wait till some shit happen, and get on some 50 okay. shit, and then you want to stab the nigga up, oh, come on, B.
Okay, hold up. Then why is OC Macko jumping in off the corner?
Because OG Macko just wants some fucking pub. Yeah, okay. He don't give a shit how he gets it.
And what's Funk Flex angle? Matter of fact, he played the reference track. They pulled that fucking reference track off the internet so fucking hash, so fast, your head'll spin, my nigga. Okay, that shit was on SoundCloud and got yanked.
So can I ask another question?
Oh, go ahead, nigga.
Of Curtis.
What's that?
So you got that. I'll give you that. That's fine. But let's move past that for a second. Do you really think that if it got to the point where all these fucking Drake dick riders are saying that, that he's better than Meek Mill, is that true?
No, I'm not saying that.
Oh, it's just strictly that bitch shit you talking about.
Yeah, that's me. Okay. That's where I'm coming from.
I'm not addressing that because I don't give a shit about nothing.
I like to see where the fuck you came. What is your motivation?
No, but
what was his motivation behind this shit? I wanted to know what his motivation was.
But like
maybe Nikki called him Drake by mistake.
Ooh.
See, there you go.
Ooh.
So you should have called her ass out.
Hey, yo. Look, let me tell you something. I like this because to me, this helped weed the frauds out.
Well, it's not going to
be. I always thought that Drake was nothing but an actor playing a rapper anyway.
Exactly.
So underground
niggas is not going to be swayed in any direction. This doesn't change their mind in any way about Drake. They already thought he was on some bullshit. Now it just cements that shit for them. Them pop niggas, all these young kids, they ain't gonna stop liking Drake any less.
Oh yeah, no doubt. And
so this really is not gonna hurt him any. Only in the underground where niggas might have wanted to sweep him in there for this generation, might have wanted to put him in at the altar and be like, you know what, he can represent this generation as being one of the best MCs. Now he's not gonna be called that.
Nah.
Can I comment?
What's that?
Can't do it. Can't work with him. Can't coach him.
Yo, check this out. Somebody wrote under the comments, was one of the first comments. He said, hip-hop is different for all the purists. He said, but everyone, you know, he said, everyone from this generation is cool with Taylor Swift rapping as long as the beats is tight. And that's basically what Kurt G is saying. For us from different generations, or even if you're from the new generation and you're a purist, you're not fucking with Drake because you always thought he was a fraud anyway. And now you just got evidence. Nigga, I'm sorry, my nigga. A reference track, my nigga?
Caught.
A reference track? Come on, B. I don't know if Ra is using reference tracks, my nigga.
You know he ain't.
I'm betting on some of these young boys. I think it's hard to believe that even Kendrick is using reference track, although he's a young guy, you don't know. But god damn.
I hope not,
but a reference track, my nigga?
So what?
Yo, every time I think of a reference track, I think of Michael Jackson and Floetry with that Butterfly song.
No doubt.
If you don't know what a reference track is, check out Michael Jackson Butterfly. Check out Floetry Butterfly.
Which
that
is probably is right, but which is probably the most famous reference track out there. To be dead ass honest
right.
with you, you know. So, wow, that's what your boy. Hold up. Oh, shit. Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest. Is Kendrick Lamar doesn't think he's ready to stop using the word nigger. So people have used it since the slave days. Back when it was white subjugation on blacks, whips, chains, lynching, the whole shit. So you come up, Superfly, Richard Pryor, Red Fox, Isaac Hayes. Niggas been passed down from generation to generation and it'll never stop. Your boy Kendrick, because I guess now Kendrick has been crowned the positive rapper, this generation's Chuck D. And now people are coming up to him. You know, Kendrick, step your game up. Stop using the word nigga. And Kurt G, should Kendrick stop using the word nigga? Because he said he's not ready to do it.
If he's not ready to do it, then don't do it.
And Swerving, is it a burden for a young guy to be placed in this now? Nigga, you the positive nigga. You the nigga we need, nigga. You get out there and teach niggas, you know? Is that a burden for him?
No, I think he should continue doing what he's doing.
Yeah, but now you got people making demands of him. Now you're saying, okay, it's just not good enough to come out and do a thought-provoking album, you know what I'm saying, like the Pimp a Butterfly. It's not good enough. Now I want you to do what I want you to do, nigga. Don't say Don Lemon. You don't say it, Kendrick. Don't say it.
Then he wouldn't be him. If you got to change up who right. you are for somebody else, then I think you need to get the fuck out the game. That's just my personal. Right. Especially if you're not doing it because you want to do it. You're just doing it because somebody told you to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Wow, indeed. Shout out to Kendrick Lamar. Shit, you know.
We gonna be all
so
right.
far.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what's up. Indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Action Bronson, Ghostface Killer, beef. Which I'm not even really gonna call some beef. I think it's some bullshit. Action Bronson was on ESPN Sports Nation, and somebody asked him, you know, how do you feel about, you know, being compared to Ghost? So Max Kellerman and some of the other people, I'm a big Ghostface fan. When I first heard Action, I thought it was Ghost. Okay, now Action Bronson is probably frustrated. Okay, frustrated. Look, let's just be honest. Yo, he sound like Ghost. I mean, he's not rapping like Ghost, but he sound like Ghost. I mean, that's just that Shine Biggie shit. I mean, everybody was mourning over Biggie, and here comes Coons with this mush mouth nigga trying to sound like Biggie. Oh, yo, is that Biggie? Or Swerving, you remember the Rhythm Radicals, right?
Yep.
You know, oh, damn, is that the new Public Enemy?
Thought it was, huh?
Yeah, no doubt. Or even that one nigga from DC Zone, Defiant Giants and shit.
Yeah.
You know yep. what I mean? So, yeah, I get it. You know, but your boy Bronson did say something slick. He was like, yeah, Ghost ain't rapping like this no more.
Yep, and that's where he started the downhill tumble.
Well, see, for Ghostface, which I thought getting all upset about it showed bad taste. Okay. You know.
Well, hold on. Hold on. Before you go there, though, B.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you why.
All right. But before we get to Ghost, all right. So we already know that everybody in the freaking world that knows anything about it knows that he does have a similar cadence and sound and all that shit to Ghost, right?
Of course. Matter of fact.
So, What happened with Action Bronson is, whether you say he was frustrated or whatever, or he had heard it and that was the final straw out of all them other straws, he should have just fucking swallowed that one.
Well,
just
at that point,
took it and okay. go to commercial.
And at that point, after he said it, he already knew he fucked up.
Yeah, he knew he fucked up.
He already knew he fucked up. So, therefore, the long lines of Twitter apologies. I mean, this nigga apologized like a dozen times. It's not like he didn't say he was sorry and that he fucked up or that he didn't mean anything by it, okay? So, now,
his ego got in the way. What it is he's live on TV. Max Kellerman said some shit that he done heard a million times before. And he was like, you know what, I'm embarrassed right now. Because now, not only does everybody in hip-hop say this, now every local yokel nigga that watches ESPN now knows that I sound like Ghostface Killer. So they're gonna start looking up Ghostface, and they're gonna say, oh yeah, he does sound like him. So he was embarrassed by that shit. So that's what got him. His ego got in the way, and instead of, like you said, swallowing that shit, he got pissed off about it. And he didn't go at Ghost hard, but he said some slick shit, and Ghost took it like, fuck you, nigga.
Yeah, but then, now my beef, it's not even really beef, but I just thought that Ghost is taking this shit way, way too heavy. Because this is where Ghost doesn't have anything to prove to Action Bronson fans. Okay? We're talking about Ghosts here. We're not talking about nut niggas. We're talking about Ghosts.
And I think the same thing, the opposite happened to Ghostface. Ghostface is like, they saying this nigga sound like me. This nigga sound like me. I know he done heard it a million times too already.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what I'm saying? So if the opposite happened for him, like, man, fuck that nigga. And then if he hadn't said nothing slick, he probably could have got away with it. Yeah. But Ghost is tired of hearing niggas say he sound like him. And he probably been wanting to get at this nigga. But because he ain't really say nothing to Ghost, and he's been respecting Ghost, Ghost ain't say nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I just Ghost has nothing to prove.
Well, to your point though, B, about Ghost going way too far, yo, fucking Action Bronson skinned his knee. Motherfuckers is showing up at Ghostface door.
Yeah, I mean, look, I guess when I look at this, I'm looking at legacies, okay? And where Action Bronson's probably gonna have a career and does have a career in modern rap, it's not gonna have a legacy like Ghost is gonna have a legacy. I mean, that same thing goes for your old Droog with this Nas shit.
Right.
I mean, really, what the fuck does Nas got to prove? All Droog and Action Bronson gotta do is make records. I mean, Ghost and Nas gotta worry about black culture and looking paid and all this dumb shit. I mean, they do, I will admit, they got a little bit more baggage they gotta carry, a little bit more water than, you know, their white counterparts. But the point is, not making it about race. Really? I don't know. If I'm Ghost, I'm just like, yo, basically, I'm a stern warning, watch your mouth. You know, you don't want this, and then I'm keeping it moving. He already apologized on Twitter. It's on everybody's fucking website, so he knew he fucked up. So, you know.
Yeah.
And motherfuckers is now threatening Action Bronson's life. So
crazy.
Now, which is
a lot again, more Wu fans than Action Bronson fans.
See, right. You know what I mean? It just reminds me of that shit when OJ the Juice Man came to New York and got pissed.
Hey!
Because he's opening up for Wu-Tang, and niggas are like, get that trap shit the fuck out of here.
Whole pound cake.
You know what I mean? You know, you get that nigga the fuck out of here, yo. You know what I mean? And this is word is born. I like Action. I don't have any beef with Action. I just believe sincerely he know he fucked up.
And that's what happened. Exactly what happened. I'm feeling you, though, but Ghost did overreact.
That's all.
Yeah.
He got in his feelings a little too much.
No doubt. So shout out to both of those brothers. I mean, you know, we hope that that ends, you know, a little bit more peacefully and everybody can do what they got to do. So, Swervin, I heard you got beef, my nigga.
Yeah, I got beef. I got beef.
What kind of beef you got, son?
Hibachi.
All right, so I'm about to do some pre-Meek Mill shit, so Kurt, don't get at me, all right? All
right, B. All
right, so, you know, we've been courting the good doctor for a long time, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no doubt.
Dr. Boyce, I didn't say his name. What's his name?
Boyce Dr. Watkins. What? Boyce.
Yeah.
Dr. Boyce Watkins.
Good doctor for a long time, B.
Yeah, trying to get him on the show.
And he motherfucking let Charlamagne the God hit, B.
Damn.
I don't even want it no more.
But like I said, I done said this about Charlamagne the God. Look, Charlamagne the God, he's got a bigger, his microphone is a trillion times bigger than ours. You know what I mean? So, of course, somebody goes to Dr. Boyce Watkins. Oh, Charlamagne the God from the dial down the street, 103 point, whatever he's on, wants to back and forth, whatever. I don't know what the fuck they was talking about.
How big is his audience?
So enlighten us. Well, he's in New York City. I mean,
that's what Boyce people said. How big is his audience?
New York City. And Boyce was like, I'm in. So
let's do it.
So I'm curious, what was Boyce and Charlamagne talking about?
Nigga, I didn't watch that shit.
Oh, I thought you knew what was good.
That is about as much as me watching fucking Kim Kardashian and old boy.
Oh, okay. So basically what you were saying is that you're not even fucking with Boyce because he done fuck with Charlamagne the God.
He said he let him hit it.
Yeah, I done seen it.
It was too much.
So you can continue to reach out.
Well, I mean,
but I'm done.
All right.
That's Dr. Boyce done touched the wrong mic.
Okay. That's what's up. Yeah, that do sound like that Meek Mill shit.
I said it early. I hope that gets me a pass, Curtis.
I'm good right now.
Okay. So you got some more issues. You were saying something in the pregame about the fucking Black Eyed Peas and shit.
Oh, shit. Yeah, man. Fucking Black Eyed Peas, man. Okay, we already know when they first started out, they was I'm gonna say they were semi hip hop, right?
I mean, they were doing hip hop. I thought from their honest perspective. How about that?
Right. Then they got the white girl.
Then all hell broke loose.
And they went straight pop, world music, right?
I don't think it was the white girl that did it. I think it was that money and that fame that
got that too.
Well, you needed the white girl to make it legitimate. Okay, you needed that. Even though Will.i.am is responsible for the most horrendous music during that period and after, when he's still producing this shit, okay? But he needed Fergie to get him out there the same way Pharrell needed. What's that one chick he was producing, that white girl and shit?
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah, you're taxing me right now.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I'm just saying the same way Pharrell needed that white girl to get him out there. You need the public figure. Actually, that's what Louis Armstrong and them used to say way back in the 30s. Make sure you always got a white man that represents you.
Yeah, well, the white girl is gone from their video called Yesterday. That I don't know. Maybe Diff sent it to me. I don't know. It just came across. I think maybe Diff did send it to me.
Yeah, it was Diff.
Diff, the angry intern. And I watched that shit, and I was mad as shit at myself for liking it.
Okay. I mean, I wasn't mad. I mean, first of all, I thought, look, for artistry's sake, I thought it was a clever video, but I found it ironic. Isn't it how interesting? Just a scant 3 years ago, Will.i.am talking this, I'm beyond hip-hop shit, okay? I'm this next level shit that current hip-hop niggas don't understand.
The new black.
Yeah, that type of shit. You know what I mean? That was Pharrell, but Will.i.am was on that same shit.
He was on that same shit.
You know, I'm on this new black shit. Now that your meal ticket done bounced, all of a sudden, you know what I mean? Ain't enough Taylor Swift records to produce out there.
Whoops.
All of a sudden, then you got all these classic hip-hop covers and shit, doing people's hip-hop cadences to popular rap records and shit. I just thought it was ironic. I just, you know how it is. Just like OJ, you know what I'm saying? After the acquittal and shit, who never want the Roscoe Chicken and Waffles, but after the acquittal, it's like, yeah, I got to thank the brothers and sisters who got me up. Let's go down and get some chicken and waffles, my nigga.
Steal some motherfucking cable, my nigga.
Yeah, exactly. You know, OJ wanted to get all black and shit. That's how I see Will.i.am. You know, word is born, coming back. Now, son, we ain't got Fergie. Let's just go back to hip-hop.
Welcome them back?
From my perspective, I welcome anybody back as long as they're doing it from an honest place. And it's not just, like you said, like just shuffling in for a short stay and then shuffle right back out. If you're doing it from an honest place, I respect it.
I can tell you for...
And on that cut that we're talking about, I gave him full props for it. Because they showing respect to hip-hop.
Right.
I give him full props for that. But now, I'm looking at him with a side eye.
There you go.
But I'm giving him full props and full respect for that cut.
See, when you do a cut like that, and this is where I'm giving... This is where my side eye comes in. When you do a cut like that, that means that you have somewhat of a grasp of history. That means you kind of know hip-hop back to a certain point.
And it also shows that you really did just sell the fuck out and sold your ass.
Exactly. So, yeah, I got a side eye because I'm thinking, okay, damn, these guys aren't dumb. This isn't like you expect the fucking Migos to do some shit and be 100% official. You know that shit is coming from a fake perspective because them niggas don't know anything past fucking...
The trap.
Yeah, the trap. Exactly. You know? But Will.i.am and everybody in the Black Eyed Peas knows hip-hop. They know hip-hop.
So. Well, I'm just interested in what the next joint going to be like. Because, yes, I do like the video. I like what they did. I like it. But it's like, what the fuck?
The next shit might be featuring next. Taylor Swift. Then what you going to do with that, my nigga?
I'll still give them props for doing that one.
Really?
I'm taking them a cut-by-cut basis.
Taylor Swift in a name belt and a Kango, huh? Here we go.
Damn.
It could happen.
It definitely could happen.
That's what's up. So anyway, Kurgy, you got your shit together.
Yes, sir.
You know how it goes. You know how it is. Kurgy, albums of the week.
All right, this week we got Slum Village, Yes. And we got Sky Zoo, Music for My Friends.
Yo, how is that Sky Zoo?
Sky Zoo.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I, you know.
I just like Sky Zoo's flow.
You like? Okay.
I'm just a Sky Zoo fan from that perspective. I see him trying to do a little extra, little, a couple little pop things on this album with the hooks and shit on there. Okay. I see. But I still gave him a pass.
All right.
And the instrumental joint is Fulgence and DJ Scientist, the Soviet Tape Volume 1. And what I'm bumping in the whip right now, my brothers, is extra, extra for this week.
Oh, a bonus.
Yes, bonus cut. Y'all need to do yourself a favor if you real about that hip-hop shit.
Okay.
And get the finale. Shout out to Detroit. Bits and Pieces, the House Shoes mixtape.
Oh, well, House Shoes involved in...
This, that, yeah, do yourself a favor.
House Shoes involved in... You, why are you questioning it?
Yeah, because Finale's working on a new album with our boy from D.C.
Oh, not Kev Brown.
Oh, I wish
Odyssey?
Kev Brown to Odyssey.
Oh, well, I mean...
So Finale and Odyssey got an album coming out in August.
Wow.
And I'm
I'd like to speak on that Odyssey album, by the way, if I can.
Okay. Oh, by all means.
I thought, you know, that my first listen, I was perplexed a little bit, my first listen. And because I was trying to see, like, what is Odyssey doing right now? But my second listen, y'all really fucking like it. I like it a lot. It's grown man hip hop, and I ain't got no beef with it whatsoever.
All right.
Yeah, Odyssey's top 10 for me right now.
Okay.
So I'm definitely giving him a space.
I mean, look, let me tell you something, man. As much as garbage as we talk about on this show, I'm going to say it once, I'm going to say it a million times. There is gold out there. Pure hip hop out there. Made by people who are the same age as Drake and all these other non-factors and making way better hip-hop. So, you know, shout out to them.
They're making hip-hop, B. They're not making rap records. They're making hip-hop records, albums.
Indeed.
There you go.
No doubt.
And that's what we rap.
So we're going to slap the BlackBerry out of that nigga's hand and see if he can really go in.
So he was really reading then, for real then.
Well.
Off the BlackBerry. That's what you're saying?
Off the reference.
He might have been off script. He might have been off script, B.
All I know is I would love. Wouldn't you really just fucking love to be like, okay, Meek Mills. Because, you know, me come from a freestyle background.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
You on this mic? We're going to put on Dance to the Drummer's beat, break beat, go in. Okay, Drake, go in.
And that put your phone down.
Yo, nigga, that motherfucker is going to be like Fred Flintstone when Fred Flintstone found out when he was doing the frog mouth in front of 10 million people. He couldn't speak. That's going to be your boy.
Remember in I Want My Name Back when they said Big Hank kept doing the same rhyme?
Right. I'm trying to tell you, my nigga, the Flintstones tell it all. When Wilma was on that Frog Mouth show, and they stuck the camera in Fred's mouth in front of 10 million people, go in.
My nigga, yo, you can't help but bring them Flintstone references up.
Yo, I'm trying to tell you, son, what's good. Yo, that's it. We out.
One.
That's what's up. Peace.
Give me such a good feeling, right here, such a good feeling. Reminisce back when, didn't have a dealin'. Now we back here, trying to make a million.
Go, go, we gone if you wanna holler.
Ayo, ayo.
We back, we on a chase for them dollars.
We on a go.
We killin' them and it feels so good.
Ayo, ayo.
Let's fill up, we hope the point is overstood.
We on a
heyday, we gettin' paid, players know we raise it up. All about to grind now, look at my click, we linkin' up. Loved it when we broke it up, back at the club, posted up. Thought it was all over, game over, for the both of us. Nah, we just soaked it up, why? Cause it's more to us. Then what you see in the screen from the cameras. Responsibility, changes, challenges. Standing on the front line, waiting just to tackle it. Backtrack a bit, but I flip like a gymnast. Turn my life around, it's the life of the realest. The price of the gifted, despite all attention. I wouldn't give it up, that's the price of admission.
Shit like this, give me such a good feeling. Right here, such a good feeling. Reminisce back when, didn't have a dealin'. Now we back here, trying to make a million.
Go, go, we gone if you wanna holler.
Ayo, ayo.
We back, we on a chase for them dollars.
We on a go.
We killin' them and it feels so good.
Ayo, ayo.
Let's feel fill up, we hope the point is overstood.
We on a piss with a green, a candle out the hip, not jack with a spade of troops, automatic the goose, geranium with a shot, Geronimo with a suit, catching a fall with a camera, before God with a stamina, parachute on my waist, got a buck in your seat. 40 miles in the street, break it down to a 20, we hit the block and it's hot, rolling out in the sunny, 80 miles and we hot, photograph on a photo with camouflage in the spot, in other words, we living to die hard and less, put your foot to the pedal, going hard to the metal, 65 and a 70, automatic 100, camouflage in a photo, we got a picture, you hot, motivating expansion on the way to the top, keep it moving on the chill on the way to the top, keep it moving baby.
Shit like this, give me such a good feeling. Right here, such a good feeling. Reminisce back when, didn't have a dealin'. Now we back here, trying to make a million.
Go, go, we gone if you wanna holler.
Hey, yo, hey, yo.
We back, we on a chase for them dollars.
We on a go.
We killin' them and it feels so good.
Hey, yo, hey, yo.
Let's fill up, we hope the point is overstood.
We on a
go. Keep the drama and conversation, no time for wait. But no man, let's go man, deconcentration. I'm Jozan, I'm Conan. Combination, don't approach. Spokesman for aggravation. Y'all don't wanna face it. You know my clique courageous. On your playlist, the A-list, we rip the stages. We the ultimate, no, nigga, you need to praise.
This, give me such a good feeling. Right here, such a good feeling. Reminisce back when, didn't have a dealin'. Now we back here, trying to make a million. Go. Hey yo, hey yo. We on a go.
Hey yo,
everything's for sale. Everything's for sale. Five passports, we never going to jail. He said everything's for sale. So it's five passports and we never going to jail. So we working on it. Okay. Outside still smelling like where the winner's at. Look at all these empires under these fitted hats. Look at the grills on the cars we could be leaning on. Now look at all these unmarked cars that's grilling back. Fuck, how real is that? How real it is. All of us is just pictures of what the city did. The city made us to keep it the way you see it though. Or be alone when the world say what the city is. And we is who we say we is, you know as well. Part nerd, part grind, like I know Pharrell. Frenzy's outside, don't ever slow the deal. No circulars here, you can't hold a cell. For real, low sweats and aqua eats. Blue through the cushion as long as you got a plate. Fruits of the labor, whoever sure wanna taste. Swear we heard that all, yo, everything they would say. All of it though, they said everything's for sale. Sold us five passports and we never going to jail. So we working on the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth till it clicks like everything is for real. For real, he said everything's for sale. Told us five passports and we never going to jail. So we working on the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth till it clicks like everything is for real. 6 degrees from whoever you need to get you yours. And try and get it is everything they applaud. Applause come by the doubles and double loss. The rhythm of it is trusting in the facade of an 80,000 genie, but it's flyer than Lashante. Tint it up, me and mine hiding like I'm Wanjie. Role players rather stand around till your part change. Out for your cast, everybody on their Andre, right? But we the products of seeing product and comprehending. You see a bottle, you see a model, you compliment it. Early morning on that morning off a hard block. Calling Zosies and try and make a couple cards pop, pop. Like when you sitting in your living room and you can hear pop on the daily till it's typical. Tying up the motives like my double entendres. Until my friends can tell you that I LeBron'd them. Cause all of them, they said everything's for sale. Sold us five passports and we never going to jail. So we working on the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth till it clicks like everything is for real. For real. He said everything's for sale. Sold us five passports and we never going to jail. So we working on the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth till it clicks like everything is for real. As real as they told us to be when the lights get to us. Like do it right and the fluorescence might stick to us. Stargaze like see them and picture us. The top flies off the Volv and you still a rush. Cause me and A was going half on a hero while we passed by the heroes. Added how they had it then we passed by them heroes. Elevator all,
It kills us to show them what a respirator's for. But all of us came up here and everything's for sale. 5 passports and we never going to jail. So we working on the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth till it clicks like everything is for real. For real, he said everything's for sale. Told us 5 passports and we never going to jail. So we working on the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth till it clicks like everything is for real. For real.
So we always in the market for a good soldier. We see what we like, take care of the situation. Take him in, school, make him family. And if you're with us, you're with us. Just like we be with you all the way. Think on it. You be around, you need something.
That I'm on fool, I'm back like motherfucking trends from the old school. Roll through with a fresh so smooth, make bums out of dudes. They say I'm too cruel, making chest moves. You niggas finger fool. I'm all the way gon' make fillets getting chewed. Money getting made, stage getting sprayed. Please get out the way, cause I done paid my dues. A hip-hop head, here to show you that this shit ain't dead. It's time to put this whack shit to bed. Freedom fighter with a lid, so lightly tread. We don't like what you said, then it's off with your head. Samurai shit, nunchucks to the dome. If it's on, it's on. My nigga guard your home. Sour push, bitch, man, rappers be gone. Cause Big Daddy home. I'm in here, put my feet up, and I'ma make it do what it do. Like a fresh pair of gators, got a feeling brand new. Said I'ma make it does what it does. About to generate a buzz like I'm high on drugs. And I'ma have the game on smash till my pockets get larger than a Kim K ass. And I'ma make it do what it do. Make it do what it do. Double barrel blast flow, call him King Disastro. Cord around your neck and a foot up in your asshole. Honey, check the mag low, roll with a god. Game resonate, penetrate, soul of a broad. And I'm so appalled by the way niggas fraud. They way to the top, trying to beat the odds. Think you Johnny Dangerous, when we them Texas Rangers. Blowing off the hinges with them certified bangers. Speaking pain language, sticks and stones. Break bones, you in anguish, watch the throne. ATX Rex opponents take bets on it. When it come to this rap shit, don't nobody want it. Spit so I cone it, a skit so I got it. But not controlled by those robotic and demonic. Tito's in a tonic, nigga mix it with the chronic. Hopes call me Adonis, embrace it like an orthodontist. And I'ma make it do what it do. Like a fresh pair of gators, got a feeling brand new. I said I'ma make it does what it does. About to generate a buzz like I'm high on drugs. And I'ma have the game on smash till my pockets get larger than a Kim K ass. I'ma make it do what it do. Make it do what it do. Since you don't know me, here's an intro, smooth kicking that ass. I'm my mama's firstborn to go after the cash. Do the 100-yard dash till his jewels I flash. To these haters wanna clash, try to come for my stash. To the paparazzi wanna snap pictures, to these scandalous pigeons. Got their hands out and their eyes on my riches, yeah. I get it popping like the 4th of July. The big city never die, bullets riddle the sky. See, we put it in the air like lie, keep it fly. Even Phil Collins can feel that shit coming at night, right? Right on time with it, teachers thought I'd do a dime with it. And be sinners cause of the crimes I committed. Nope, I'm walking this earth on this soil that birthed me. And Jesus walks with me, some niggas can't hurt me. Nope, now your baby mama's feeling the hurt. She a good beef jerky, so I'm doing it dirty. Dirty, I'm 7:30 like I'm fresh out the bean. Don't be jealous cause you lazy and I'm doing my thing. Yeah, I'm young,
cocky, ignorant and all that. Some say I'm arrogant and can't fit in my ball cap. But when it's real, niggas forget where they balls at. Instead of bucking up for suckers, rather fall back. Instead of bucking up suckers, rather fall back.
And I'ma make it do what it do. Like a fresh pair of gators, got a feeling brand new. I said I'ma make it does what it does. About to generate a buzz like I'm high on drugs. And I'ma have the game on smash till my pockets get larger than a Kim K ass. And I'ma make it do what it do. Make it do what it do.
To live in a time where hope has unprecedented reach, and because of the information age that we live in today, hope is now accessible to each and every one of us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.
The timing in your eyes, the shining through the night. I see it's all inside of you.
Came out the hood with better dreams, with better scenes, the sceneries I could see, to be all that I could be, and more, so I explore, observing everything I saw, every lesson was raw, every blessing absorbed, no handouts, your man's out, with grams out, on the block with no plan route, so that ain't paying out, in due time, the world will be mine, I kept my eyes on the prize, and realized that everything that I survived, chosen proves I was meant to be here, what a blessing to breathe air, believe you can achieve when you be there. Yeah, I thought I would grow rich or coke bricks. What you expect from a broke kid, they go get. Determined mind is so set to blow next. With flow sick with a cold spit and no sweat. I persevered through my worst years, incarcerated. All praise is due to the Most High, thank God I made it.
The timing in your eyes, shining through the night. I see it's all inside of you.
Life's a challenge with malice to throw you off balance. What really matters is how you grab it and how you at it. Means not what happens to you, but how you respond to it. So live your life laughing, brutal, and move calm through it. You never know when you're only one step away from seeing success from all your stress is day one. Most never make it cause they gave up and laid up. But stay so motivated, greater later paid up. Haters, they hate it, but I guess it's one less of a friend. Just be your greatest, let success be your best revenge. My glass never half empty, see it half full. Better to do what you want than what you have to. So when you're feeling hopeless, try to maintain your focus. Following course until success will walk through doors you open. Be in a better place, better state, meditate. Helping oppressed people elevate.
The diamond in your eyes is shining through the night. I see it's all inside of you.
Wanna know how I persevered when the worst was here? How I fortified my mind in my worst years? I guess my glory's my story, they wanna tell it for me. The accolades, the praise, they wanna pour it on me. I'm just a humble kid from blocks where the jungle is. Beast on this concrete, cause this ain't where the humble live. So what the weak do to stand up and reach through? When the world is so lethal, it eats you. All I had was coke, then all I had was hope. Anxious, but I was patient, couldn't wait to explode. Global and overdose, to see the bigger picture. It's so hard against the odds, but when God is with you, who can be against you? I guess to be your best you. Gotta go through hell or cell, was my hell I went through. I persevered through my worst years, incarcerated. All praise is due to the Most High, thank God I made it.
The timing in your eyes, shining through the night. I see it's all inside of you. Burning bright for you.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was the message, and the message was love, and love was the swan. I am the Magnificent.
Ha ha ha. Woo! Come on, now get down.
Hey ladies,
hey ladies,
are you ladies driving me crazy?
I wanna ask for love, you tell me maybe.
That's why you haven't seen me lately. Cause I ain't been in town, I've been messing around. And this is the way that we start to get down. Woo! Ha ha ha.
Check, 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 peep it out.
Peep, 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 peep it out. Cause this is the way that we turn it out. Yeah! Yeah! Now they call him DJ, his name is Swan.
Just get on the mic.
Come on, come on.
In 52 states all across the land, Germany, Russia, and even Japan, they vibe to the beat of the Swanee sound. Cause it makes you get up and boogie down to the rhythm of love inside your mind. Just to let you know that I'm one of a kind. To the rhythm of the beat that says you go on and on until the break of dawn. So people in the back and way up front, let me make it short and very blunt. I'm gonna do it with feeling, gonna do it with soul, gonna make your body lose control. So I'm picking up where I left off. I'm a slick talking brother from New York saying, you find the stage and we'll give the show. And this is the way my story go. I'm DJ Swan and I'm a bad Leo. I got a limousine and I'm ready to go. So for all you fly girls are getting loose, just jump in my car and listen to my juice. I got rhymes for days, days for rhymes, keeping on, keeping up with the time. So from the top of Mount Claire to the streets of Times Square, I'm telling the world, huh, you better beware. Because I'm coming strong, huh, with something you want. And believe me, girl, it is the joint. It's a supernatural feeling that you can't discover for a sassy sister and a nasty brother. And you will learn as you listen. I'll blow your mind like nitroglycerin. So come on, female, seal me with a kiss. Because I'm armed and extremely dangerous. Because I brought down lightning, put it on my wrist. So come on, females, so get next to this. Little drops of water and little grains of sand make a mighty ocean and a pleasant land. So you see, you don't like rapping and stuff, but check it out, your hood, you better get tough. So wherever you are, near or far, chilling at home or driving a car, rocking to the rhythm without a doubt. Because the Swan is gonna turn it out. I'm not the best MC in this, I know, but every time I rock, I always see the show. Cause I'm as bad as a bear, my hands in the air like a snake in the pit, trying to freak the kid, or like a Webster's book when I start to cook all the freaks from my A to Z, huh. From the year 1970 until the end of eternity, I'll rock your mind with devastation. Take command of your imagination, fill your mind with conversation, so you can rock with motivation.
To the hip, to the hop, to the hit, if the hop just stop,
so my mother less love can rock.
Well, winter's over and the summer's here, so let's just stop to set the atmosphere. Now there's a party right here and you're the stars, whether you came from near or far. So get out your seat, don't cut no slack, cause I tell you about my story called Summer Rap. From the coast of California to New York, we're number one. It's summertime again and the year is 81. We might have problems as you will soon see. Inflation in the nation, also poverty. Listen to this, don't get me wrong, you gotta get money, you got to stay on. When it all comes down and starts to get rough, my name is Les Love and I am pissed off. And if my summer's gonna be the ride, well this is how I want to start. With a Luca, British, champagne, cologne, high power, it's imported from Rome. Fletched hats to warm my brain, leather and suede, handcrafted this way. Designer jeans, got 28 pair, faith in AJ's the top of my gear. A triple black alley, now we call the Fox, batting uptown, just ready to rock. Looking around, gotta go for two, now guess who I just run into. With the weather's hot, and that means a lot, a sweet fly girl, and that's your shot. But in this world, you gotta have three girls, I'll bring you money. One working here, one working there, one at home messing with just the hair. Get fly!
There's so many reasons for the word called love. I have one and it's straight from above. You have to love when you're walking down the street. You have to love every time you hear my beat. Cause love is a message for you and me, huh? The only information to set us free, huh? I said a love,
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 love.
I said a love,
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 love.
Oh, where the trains are packed and you might get attacked. The guardian angels are trying to fight back. Where people are walking the streets to kill. But listen, baby doll, this is the real deal. I said a love,
love,
love.
Love,
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 love.
a little break to make you do.